Emphasizing just how tough a market Access Bank is entering was today's retail sales numbers, showing the strain consumers are under locally. Now, of course, yes, given the non-existent base from last year, retail sales surged 95.8% year-on-year in April. But on a month-on-month basis, that picture looking a whole lot less impressive. We had sales decline 0.8% month-on-month in April from a 4.5% contraction in March as credit extension to both corporates and households remained subdued. Joining me now to unpack the print is Rizwana Sumad from Nedbank CIB. Thanks so much, Rizwana, for your time this evening. So South African retail sales declining 0.8%, like I say, month-on-month in April from negative 4.5% in March, much worse than consensus estimates of 1.5% gain in for the month of April. So right at the top, let's go through why this print came in so off the mark.
Yeah. So out of the seven subcomponents in the retail basket, we had only three showing positive month-on-month growth. That was limited to spending on textiles, clothing, and footwear. We had sales of pharmaceutical products that was up on the month-on-month basis. And then to a lesser extent, we had sales of other retail items such as books and sporting goods and jewelry, etc. And if you look at the other subcomponents, it was actually down month-on-month, particularly sales at general dealers, so large supermarket sales was down over the month. And this tells you that consumers are still quite cautious about their spending patterns, given that consumption and sales being driven by predominantly clothing and pharmaceutical goods in April tells you that consumers would have been preparing for the cold winter season as opposed to spending on discretionary or other consumables in this very tough, still, COVID-19 environment.
Absolutely, and it tells you exactly where consumers are spending and how. This is the kind of information that retailers out there need right now. I've got to ask you, though, how much of a potential lag effect are we looking at, Rizwana? The BER's PMI surveys indicated somewhat of a surge in local demand via better domestic sales volumes in May. So the recovery in consumer demand, some saying, still to be seen, surely.
Yes, definitely. So we are expecting a bit of a recovery in consumer demand in the second half of the year as more people get vaccinated and become more comfortable about going out and as the economy potentially reopens in the second half of the year and less lockdown restrictions are there. And so indeed, if you look at the PMI survey indicating higher sales volumes, particularly on the domestic front, as opposed to international, that has been driving sales of manufactured items. So this tells me for now, at least for May, we could see a bit of an uptick in terms of retail sales and overall consumption spending. However, we must bear in mind that consumers remain very cautious. Even though household savings rate in the economy is quite high, and even if you look at the gross savings rate in the whole economy remains quite elevated, consumers and even corporates are unwilling to spend in this environment, very uncertain environment, whereby we don't have any further information as to when the economy will or the country will reach herd immunity and when the economy will open up more broadly and to back to pre-COVID levels. So still, even though we're expecting a near-term recovery, it's not one that would likely take retail sales and consumer activity back to pre-COVID levels.
Yeah, especially if you take into consideration the stricter lockdown restrictions that have just taken effect, you know, and that potentially, meaning that the rise that we could see in May would be temporary at best in the short term. Having said all of that, you started talking about an economy or a consumer market that's unwilling to spend. It's also a market, Rizwana, that's unwilling to lend. Credit extension to both corporates and households remaining subdued. And, I mean, that just coming with the kind of operating environment everyone's operating in right now. You've got caution amongst consumers, but a caution amongst the lenders themselves.
Yeah, I think a bulk of that has to do with demand. obviously businesses unwilling to take on credit when there's no sort of certainty with regards to when the economy is going to open up and when business confidence is going to tick up. And consumers, on the other hand, don't want to take credit to burden themselves given the high unemployment levels and lower wage growth that we've seen compared to prior years. However, in terms of the recovery going forward, yes, we have been seeing credit extension remain being muted. One area that of benefit was mortgage lending, which ticked up. Low interest rates obviously supportive of that type of credit demand, but we definitely keep an eye out on domestic sales numbers, import data, as well as credit extension data in the coming months to assess the health of the consumer very closely in better detail, greater detail.
Overall, though, the second quarter is going to be a very bumpy ride, Ruzwana. So with household spending, what, driving 63% of growth in South Africa, how do you see this potentially translating to GDP?
Yeah. So in terms of the second quarter of the year, remember last year we had that deep contraction in GDP, and one of the key drivers of that, apart from our manufacturing and mining industries, was consumer demand, which collapsed in the second quarter of last year. Fast forward into 2021, and with lower lockdown restrictions as opposed to the level 4, level 5 we were in last year, one should expect a big surge, not just in consumer spending on a quarter-on-quarter annualized basis, but also broad-based in terms of the other industries as well. So we are seeing about a 15% quarter-on-quarter rise in Q2 GDP, but still I think those are early estimates, and given the very, very volatile data from last year, those estimates could change given as we get more high-frequency data prints coming out.
Let's leave it there, Ruzwana. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Ruzwana Samad is with Nedbank CIB.